Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is being learned live from Rav Beit Shemesh, together with Saba over here, and we are up to Siman Taf Mem Ches. Hey. Chametz shenimsa b'beis Yisrael achar haPesach. Chametz that was found in the home of a Yisrael, meaning a Jew finds chametz in his home after Pesach, meaning it was in his home on Pesach and he did not do a bedika on it, meaning he did not do a bedika / biur on the chametz. It's going to be usher after Pesach. Afal pisha bitlo. Even though he was mevatel the chametz, it's going to be usher the chametz after Pesach. Even though he was not over by Yiram by Yamatzeh, because he was mevatel the chametz. But since he didn't do his chiyuv of bedika that he also has to do and get rid of the chametz, right? The bedikas chametz you have to do midrabanan, even though you did a bittel. So such chametz that remained in your home because you did not do a bedika will be usher. Mishnah Berurah will spell this out. He will spell this out now in Sif Katan Chaf Hey. Sif Katan Chaf Hey. Usher af al pi she bitlo. It's going to be usher even though he was mevatel the chametz. The Mishnah Berurah says, oh hifkiro, or he even if he was mafkir the chametz, but he did not do a bedika and get rid of the chametz. And the isurahu and the isur is going to be after Pesach for having left the chametz in his property. Afilu ba'ana, even ba'ana, even for benefit, he will not be able to benefit from the chametz. The afal gavdik should be low, ain't no over, but ba'yira. And even though when he was mevatel the chametz, that results in him not being over ba'yira, ba'yimatel the chametz over Pesach. So therefore, why should he be? Why should it be usher after Pesach if he's not over ba'yira, ba'yimatel? In fact, as you know, in most halachas we say that even if it's only usher to keep it midrabanan, we are allowed to be benefit from it after Pesach. So why, if this is only an issa de Rabbanan, because you did not have to do a bedika midaraisa because you did bittel, why should it be usher after Pesach? So he says, Mikol Makom, we talked about this once, that this is a different de Rabbanan. This is the Rabbanan, I'm not doing bedika. And therefore, Chashishu Chachamim Shinatiru Kishabitlo, Chachamim said, in this case, this de Rabbanan of leaving it over, because you didn't do a bedika, that the Rabbanan is going to be also ba'anai afterwards, because in the Natiro Kishabitlo, if we allow him to eat that and benefit from the chametz after Pesach, Yesh Lachosh, we have the concern, Chazal, Sheyaniach Kol Adam Chametzo, people will leave their chametz al Acher Pesach for after Pesach, V'yomer, and they'll say, Shefkiro, that they were mafkirit Kodem Pesach, or they were mevatel Kodem Pesach, Kedeshin Natir Lo, in order to be matir it for themselves afterwards, even though they really didn't do anything. V'da, and you should know, Tekam Achronim Kasu, that some Achronim, a number of achronim actually write the afilu badak. Even if a person did a bedika, gam kein kiminagenu, but nimtza chametz arabesa. Let's say a person went ahead and did a bittel and a bedika. He did everything he was supposed to do, but still he missed something and he finds chametz after Pesach that he missed. Gam kein aser bana. These achronim say it will also be aser bana. Lo chilku badav because they made no distinction. And therefore, if chametz was left on one's, if full blown chametz was left on one's premises, it's going to be Aser ba'ana after Pesach, even if he did everything he was supposed to do. However, yesh ben achronim shemekilin. There are achronim, however, in this case, that are mekil bibadak if he did a bedika and he was bitel and nimtza acharkach. So there are those that are cholik in this case. In other words, if he didn't do a bedika, for sure it's going to be aser ba'ana. If he didn't do any bedika, but if he did both and you just find it afterwards, so here we have other achronim that say you can be mekil. To my havad le ma'avad, what should he have done? Have you aser akol kedin? He did everything he was supposed to do. But Daitam, and their opinion is, and their opinion is that at the end of the day, minimally, Bahana, they're not going to aser. Meaning they tell you not to eat it, but it's not going to be aser Bahana after Pesach. Uvamakam, Hesed Meruba, Yesh Lesmoch Aleyan, and therefore, in a situation of Hesed Meruba, you can rely on them and get benefit from this Chametz. If you find it, you shouldn't eat it, but you can benefit from it. It won't be aser ba'ana after Pesach, like all chametz are all of the Pesach. But again, he seems to be saying only in a situation of hefseid meruba, when there is a significant monetary loss. Vayein beber halacha, and he says, and check out the beber halacha, sif gimel, bedibur ha'maschil afilu, mashek asadu b'zeh. Right, we discussed this earlier, back in sif gimel, and he says, check out the beber halacha that we discussed at one time, bedibur ha'maschil afilu. And he goes on. Mishal Yabisfina, person was on a boat. Oh, but Tarachor is on the road. The Yeshito Chametz, and he has Chametz. But guess what? Ain't he told Nachri Shikol Garlo? So he has Chametz on a boat, and he has no guy that he can sell it to. And he went ahead and he was just mafkir it in front of Eidim. Pesach is gospel. So, can he go ahead after Pesach and be zoche in it, meaning take possession of it, but let nothing and get enough from it? So, nechleku achronim badavar. So the achronim argue, again, he was mafkir it. He was definitely mafkir it in front of Edim, so he was a good hefker, but he didn't get rid of it. Now, the situation was he had no goy to sell it to, and he didn't get rid of it. Now he has to get rid of it, but he didn't. What did he do? He was mafkir it. So he was mafkir it. So achronim argue. And most achronim aser and say you can't benefit from it. When we call makom b'asim meruba, so however he says in a hefsed meruba, you could be yesh lismoch lahatir, you could be mekel, and you could be matir. The following: sheyim karenu la'akum, and you could sell it to a guy, or sheyachifenu imo, or flip it with davarachem something else with a guy, meaning you can get benefit from it by exchanging it for money or something else. If there is a hefsed meruba, then hayav derech. Benisgar sheyeshlo chometz betoch beisok, and he says if a person was on the road and he remembers sheyeshlo chometz betoch beisok, he remembers that he had chometz in his home. The lo ayelo lumi limkor be'erikasach, he had no one to sell it to an erikasach katikun like he's supposed to. The amad behifkir, and he went ahead and he was mafkir with the edim a chometz betoch beisok. He's mafkir in front of the edim the chometz that was in his home. Nearer there the yuchal l'smoch b'zeh. It appears that you'd be able to be somech on this, and here adas hamekilin on the mekel opinions, the lachzor of the skosbo. In that case, you'd be able to go ahead and afterwards take possession of it achar pesach, and even lenos mina, even get enough from it. Why? Shekevin shalo yah chametz piyado. In this case, the chametz mamash wasn't with him; he was away, and the chametz was back in his house. Imkain lo yah yachol limkar. It's a situation where he couldn't sell it, and lo levayer kedikah. And also, he couldn't get rid of it. See, in the case in the boat, he could have got rid of it, he just didn't. So the fact that he couldn't sell it doesn't allow him to just go ahead and be mafkir it and avoid the iser hanai after Pesach. But in this case, since he couldn't do either, he couldn't sell it or get rid of it, so he did. So he couldn't go ahead. He couldn't sell it and he couldn't do what Chazal said to get rid of it. He couldn't do one of the two. So therefore, he was basically obligated then, because he couldn't do either, to be mafkir misaladin. That's what he had to do. Kidei shel yavor, in order not to be over bal yirah. Imkain, if that's the case, ain lanu lekanso, we can't go ahead and, according to his opinions, okay, and this is how we're makel, not going to go ahead and give him a knas, la'asur chametzo, to asur his chametz after Pesach, kishechozer v'zochaba, when he goes ahead afterwards, and he takes possession of it.